for the Hornets. Shep out of the shotgun. There's the snap. Back to throw, and it's low, incomplete, behind the line of scrimmage for Fletcher Harper. Second time that that has happened. Ball came out quickly, and ball was a little bit low, and that brings up second down and goal to go. So it always seems like, well, the clock should be moving more, but the Hornets have been doing a little bit more passing here as of late, so things not going as quickly as they would if it were a running play. Second down, goal to go for the Richland Center Hornets. River Valley clinging to an 8-point lead. And after a pretty flawless played game, we've seen interceptions thrown by both quarterbacks in the fourth. And now a fumble by River Valley and the Hornets trying to capitalize. Second down yardage. Second and goal to go just inside the River Valley 10-yard line. Dosh and Baker on the right side. Fingerson all alone here on the near side. There's a snap to Shep. Back to throw, looking to the goal line. Now lost it toward the end zone, and it's caught by Fingerson, and a touchdown for River Richland Center. Right over number three, Wesley Hatfield, who had it defended really well. The Hornets score, and they're within 2 points. Shep threw a beauty, and even more impressively, Fingerson hanging on after a big jolt by Hatfield. So a 9-yard TD, 20-18, and the Hornets' all-important 2-point conversion coming up. 1:53 remaining in the football game. Hornets will try to tie with a 2-point conversion. 20-18. Hornets split out one man left, three men wide right. Shep, the quarterback, Bosworth, to his left, trying to get this two to tie the game. There's the snap. Shep back to throw. They're coming after him. Now he runs it himself, going right side. Running, and tripped up. Did not get in. No. Well played by the River Valley defense as they fail to take that two-pointer in. 20-18. Nice play by several River Valley players. Austin Karstensen was over on that left side among the players, and the two-pointer failed, 20-18. So the Hornets, I would guess, may try the onside kick for a second time tonight. That score comes with a 1:53 to go in the game. River Valley by 2 on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Seats Incorporated is a proud sponsor of local high school sports. Over 65 years ago, Seats began in Reedsburg with 7 employees. Now, they're proud to employ over 500, including over 50 in Richland Center. Seats Incorporated, a member of the Nordic Group of Companies, is a South Central Wisconsin multi-plant manufacturer specializing in transportation seating products for both on- and off-highway applications. To apply, visit SeatsInc.com. Seats Incorporated, Reedsburg and Richland Center.
Boy, a game that's had a little bit of everything tonight. My goodness, and no score clock tonight. So it's a memorable homecoming just for all those things. Remember that time the score clock went out? And remember that time that, just a lot of things. Hornets, River Valley fumble. The Hornets take advantage but don't get the two. River Valley defense responds. Both teams have had their moments here tonight. Good and times when they have struggled. So the Hornets lining up for what we'd assume would be an onside kick. The kicker is Liam Fingerson, I believe. Here's the approach. Pooches it near side. Has to go 10 yards. It bounces. It's loose. Loose on the field. And Richland Center recovers it. Wes Bosworth gets it. And there's a flag again on the near side. And the sideline has been warned once.
The onside kick was recovered.
So let's see what the call is. Hopefully that's not a sideline violation. The coaches were scrambling to get kind of back. Again, it's hard to not get lost in the emotion here. So let's see. Here's the big call from the official. It's against River Valley. Oh, it's offsetting. So what happens in this situation? The penalty was after the onside kick. Okay. So they're going to move it back to around the
5-yard penalty on the play.
So the 5-yard penalty sticks. That goes to the 46. But Richland Center will have the football. Hornets recover an onside kick, trailing by 2 in this ball game.
There is 1:47.
We're going on Leif Carlson's call on the PA announcement to know how much time we have. Hornets recover the fumble. Wes Bosworth with the good hands. It kind of bopped around a couple of River Valley players. Second onside kick for the Hornets tried tonight, and the first one was not successful. This one is. Hornets with the football here, and they get set for the drive, and whistle sounds. There's still a kicking tee out on the field. So the whistle sounds, and the official throws it off to the near sideline. All right, here we go. After the onside kick and after the penalty against River Valley, the ball is marked at the 46-yard line of River Valley. 1:47 to go. Shep out of the shotgun. Backs up. Rolls to the right side. Going to run it himself. Shep around the end. He's at the 45, upended. Now rolls his way and then hit late out of bounds on the far side. There's a flag. Shep down and then late. Somebody got there late and the flag flies, and that'll benefit the Hornets. A 15-yard penalty going against River Valley. 20-18. Blackhawks in the lead. If you're just joining us, River Valley getting out first. Hornets tied it. River Valley was up, scoring on the final play of the first half to go up 12-6. River Valley added a total of 8 to go up 20-12 after the third. And the Hornets have scored a touchdown to get within 2, missed the 2-point conversion. And that's where we are. 1:37. Thank you, Leif Carlson, going here in the football game. After the penalty, the ball is marked at the River Valley 25-yard line. Homecoming 2024. River Valley trying to hang on for dear life. The Hornets trying to put one in here to take the lead. Shep will operate out of the shotgun. He's got Bosworth to his left. The center is Braden Kleppe. There's the snap. Back to throw is Shep. Nowhere to go. Spun around and brought down. Great coverage by the River Valley defense, and Shep will lose yardage on the play. Several on the stop for the Blackhawks, led by number 9, Keegan Heiser, up the middle, and Brady Blado, second down and 11 yards to go. Hornets got to kind of pick up the pace here a little bit, I would say.
Blackhawks running with
1:15 remaining, 20-18, River Valley, in an instant classic here tonight at Avitus Rip Field. 3 men wide right, 1 man left. Fingerson all alone here on the stadium side of the field. There's the shotgun snap to Shep. Back to throw. Pocket breaking down. Now he has to run to the left side. Throws on the run. It's caught by the Hornets. First down 20. Down around the 15 to the 10. And inside the 10 on the catch and run by Fletcher Harper. And the Hornets are knocking on the River Valley door, trying to take the lead here late in the game. Shep hung on as long as he could, then rolled to the left and threw on the run. That was an impressive throw.
Richland Center first down.
And timeout has been taken by the Hornets. It'll be first and goal from right around the 8-yard line with 48 seconds remaining. 20-18, River Valley. We'll be back to see what happens next here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
We do a lot to keep the young people we care about safe and healthy. We encourage them to wear their seatbelt and use a helmet when riding a bike, skateboard, or ATV. Teens and young adults' brains are still developing until age 25. It's important to be there for them and influence their choices. Encourage young people to make one choice, not to use substances, and encourage parents to say no to underage drinking. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Welcome back to Avitus Rip Field. Hornets with the football. First and goal to go. Ball is marked right around the 7-yard line. Richland Center trying to take the lead there at River Valley's 7. Whistle starts at Shep. Will operate out of the shotgun. Bosworth just behind him. Shep back to throw. Rolls to the right side. He's got Bosworth blocking. Throw to the back of the end zone. Caught. Flag on the play. Richland Center has it. Fingerson made the grab, but a flag on the play. Now the officials will assess it. Well,
there is a flag on the play.
PA said it fell incomplete, but I think he caught it. Official coming to the near side of the field. Holding is called against River Valley. Defensive holding against River Valley. So half of this is the goal line, so they're going to say that it was not a catch. And first and goal. Richland Center inside the River Valley. 36 seconds to go. Ball inside the River Valley 5-yard line. My, oh my. 20-12. 20-12 was the score here just not too long ago. The Hornets scored to make it 20-18 with a minute 53. Recover an onside kick. And this is still going. They're trying to take the lead. First and goal for Richland Center. Ball on the River Valley 4-yard line. Snap to Shep. Rolling near side. Throws it over the middle. And it is knocked away and nearly intercepted by Knockreiner. Sumner Knockreiner on the backside. After that ball was deflected, it was intended for Fletcher Harper. We've had a couple of picks, one on each side tonight, on deflected passes. 31 seconds remaining. That stops the clock. Second and goal to go for the Richland Center Hornets inside the River Valley 5-yard line tonight. My, oh my, what a finish. I can't believe there will be another finish tonight quite like this one. Lancaster winning over Dodgeville tonight, 42-0 the score. Ithaca gets the win over Royal tonight, 35-0. Second and goal for the Hornets. Shep takes the snap, rolling to the near side. He's running down around the five, down around the goal line. No, he won't get in. And the Hornets have to hurry. I don't know if they have any more timeouts. Ball is right around the 2-yard line. River Valley holds him out. The Hornets line up quickly. Third down and goal, and the Hornets will spike it. It'll be fourth down and goal to go here in just a moment. So the Hornets did not get it in. 12 seconds. Had to wait for Leif Carlson to let us know. Oh, man. Of all nights to not have a scoreboard, the clock has been very, very important to kind of try to keep track of here in this fourth quarter. So fourth and goal. If River Valley stops him, they'll win the game. The Hornets score. They'll take the lead, and the Hornets are going to try a field goal. Fourth down, they're going to try a field goal to go ahead by one. Awaiting the snap from center, and now timeout is called, and Banker is going to kick it anyway. Kicks it through the uprights. But River Valley had called the timeout. Grayson Banker, the kicker for Richland Center, going to try to give his team the lead on one of the final plays of the ball game tonight. My goodness, we had to get out the books on several plays tonight. We've seen a little bit of everything. River Valley pulling out the stops with the old hook and ladder play for a long game tonight. We've seen several interceptions along the way, some great defensive gems tonight. Here in the second half, Jaden Shep picked off a pass. Caden Plumley for River Valley picked off a pass. Hornets recover a River Valley fumble after the Blackhawks had stopped the Hornets. River Valley gives the ball up back at the 9-yard line, their own, and then the Hornets were able to punch it in and get the game within 2 points after a missed 2-point conversion. Grayson Banker is the kicker for Richland Center, trying to give them the lead, 20-18 for the score. Hornets trying to take the lead. Bosworth, the holder for the Hornets, awaiting the snap from center. Long snap count. High, it's snapped. Here's the kick. It is on the way, and the kick is good. The kick is good by Grayson Banker, and the Hornets take the lead in this one. Holy mackerel. Is there any time left on the clock? 21-20. And again, waiting to see, but that was not the game's final play. There's a little bit of time left on the clock. Hornets take the lead, 21-20 in this one. Again, an instant classic at Vitus Rip Field. Grayson Banker is also a star on the soccer team. Pooch is one through there guessing around, what, 31 yards? Working on my general math skills. How much time do we have, guys? How much time, guys? 9 seconds.
Nine
All right.
Seconds
Thank
remaining.
You. 9 seconds remaining.
A nice game.
21-20. Richland Center has taken the lead on the Grayson Banker field goal here in front of a raucous crowd for both sides. So River Valley, and they've done some trickery on the kickoff return. They have Jones in the middle. They tried this last week. He'll make the catch, and either he'll lateral it or he'll turn around and bring it on. And if you're River Valley, do you try to get a bit of return and then get out of bounds, stop the clock, and then make it a chance to get one down the field? Several Hornets late getting out here for special teams, too. Don't want to get a penalty. They've got too many men on the field. And just getting off the field now in good time. They've not kicked the ball yet. So Grayson Banker will kick it away. Hornets leading 21-20 here in the ball game. Banker stretching out the legs. River Valley getting ready to receive. Here's the approach and the end over end. Going to be taken by River Valley by Jones. It bounces around. He fumbles. Now picks it up. Runs to the left side. Jones trying to get a little ways upfield, and he gets to around the 30-yard line. And River Valley hustling out for a possible final play here tonight. Looks like about 2 seconds to go is what they're telling me. Owen Jones got a return, so the Blackhawks look out for the whatever. Hook and ladder, they ran it to success earlier tonight. First and 10, 3 seconds to go is what I'm told. River Valley on its own 29-yard line, 21-20 Richland Center, and here is Klein at quarterback. He's going to bring a man right to the near side. That's Wesley Hatfield. He's got Plumlee on the left side. Awaiting the snap. There it is. Klein is back to throw. Looking. They're coming after him. Now he's going to have to run. Klein's got a lot of open field. Runs to the left side. Klein still going. 50. Down to the 45. And brought down by Richland Center. And the Hornets hang on for the victory here tonight. Klein running about 40 yards before the Hornets make the stop at the 45 of Richland Center, and the Hornets come back and win this one here tonight. What a ball game. 21-20, the final. Richland Center gets the victory over the River Valley Blackhawks. Stay tuned. A lot to get back and recap here tonight on the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show, which is next on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Welcome to the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show. Certainly lots of highlights in this game, as it's our time to pick out the Duncan Rewards turning point of the game. Where do you start tonight? My goodness, in this one, 21-20. Good to see you. Any final on the Riverdale game?
Not yet.
Riverdale was leading at last word, 19-6. We'll check the Phil Knee flip phone here as the night goes on. Turning point of the game. It might be the fumble recovery there, or the could have been the onside kick recovery by Wes Bosworth. That certainly made a difference in the ball game. But probably you've got to go with the field goal by Grayson Banker to give Richland Center the lead with 9 seconds remaining here in this contest. And a field goal by Banker, and great job there for the Richland Center Hornets as they put it through the uprights. Came back from a total of 14 points down in this one to get the victory in front of a big homecoming contingent. So a salute to senior Grayson Banker and the holder Wes Bosworth and everybody for the Hornets blocking well and getting it done here tonight. That final score, 21-20, Richland Center. Your Duncan Rewards turning point of the game. Duncan and Richland Center offering you all kinds of rewards. Stop by soon. Thanks for joining us for High School Football. More coming up on the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show from WRCO and WRCO.com.
With America's favorite coffee, innovative beverage strategies, and mouth-watering snacks, Dunkin' is the brand everyone knows nationally and loves locally. Introducing Dunkin' Rewards. The free sips start here. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Join Dunkin' Rewards to unlock exclusive benefits, starting with a free medium drink with purchase your first week as a member. Bring home the top name in coffee and beverages. Number one in customer loyalty for over 15 consecutive years. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Is large item pickup day sneaking up on you? At A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine, we've got your back. When you purchase new furniture from either store, we will carry your old items to the curb free of charge when we deliver your new pieces. This is the perfect time to upgrade your home and make space for something fresh. Visit us at Court in Maine or A-Plus Furniture and Mattress for details. Hurry in and let us handle the heavy lifting. We are in downtown Richland Center. This offer ends October 10th. Removals are limited to our usual removal policies.
Changing someone's life is one of the greatest feelings that a person can have. Volunteers get to have that feeling each time they donate their time to help others. Schmidt Woodland Hills is a great place to donate some of that time. Schmidt is a not-for-profit 501c3 organization that relies on the kindness and generosity of members of our community to make a difference in the lives of our residents. If you would like to make a difference in someone's life, contact Jeremy Walsh at Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort?
Contact the experts at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
Welcome back to Vitus Rip Field here on WRCO Radio. It is 21-20, the final score. Richland Center gets the win here on Homecoming 2024, a game that had just a little bit of everything, literally, including no score clock tonight. We learned that at the beginning of the game. We got through it. It was old school, that's for sure. We relied on Leif Carlson and company giving us updates on the sideline or the judges on the field keeping time. But the River Valley took the lead in the first quarter on their second possession. It was Andy Fisk throwing to Caden Plumley in a pass play that covered 56 yards. The two-point conversion failed, and it was 6-0. That was the lead for River Valley after the first. In the second, the Richland Center Hornets able to tie it up at 6. It looked like the same play just on the other sideline, and Jaden Shep threw to Brady Dosh on a long pass play that covered 48 yards. The two-pointer failed, and it was 6-6. On River Valley's next possession, they punted it away back to River Valley. Blackhawks would intercept, though, a Hornet pass. Sumner Knockreiner did that, and that was at River Valley's 11-yard line. So they put together a really long drive, capped it off with a 5-yard touchdown pass from quarterback Lucas Klein to Sam Poppy. The two-pointer failed, and it was 12-6. And that was the halftime score. In fact, that play was the final play of the first half. In the third quarter, River Valley went up 20-6, taking over the second half kickoff. In fact, Richland Center tried the onside kick in the second half and didn't get it on their kickoff to start. The Blackhawks took over at their own 46 and eventually capped off a drive with a Klein to Quincy Blakely 10-yard touchdown pass and a two-point conversion throw that was good to Chase Gilbertson. That made it 20-6. Richland Center would bounce back to score with 2:15 left in the third, capping off a long drive. Jaden Shep with an 8-yard touchdown to Liam Fingerson, and the Hornets were within the 8 points. They went for the 2 and did not get it, and it was 20-12. That was the score at the end of the third. River Valley's next possession was intercepted by Jaden Shep. The Hornets unable to make hay with that. In fact, on that drive, River Valley intercepted a Richland center pass. Caden Plumlee picked it off. River Valley unable to do much with it and punted the ball back to Richland center. The Hornets able to get the ball driving into River Valley territory, but turned it over on downs inside the River Valley 5-yard line. River Valley on their next play, attempting to run the clock out, fumbled. And the Hornets got the ball back inside the 10-yard line, and a 9-yard touchdown from Jaden Shep to Liam Fingerson with a minute 53 brought the Hornets to within 2, but their 2-point conversion failed. The Hornets then tried an onside kick with a minute 47 left. It was recovered by Wes Bosworth. And the Hornets able to put together a drive as they continued using the clock up and got down inside the River Valley 1-yard line, or to the 2-yard line, I should say, and then on a fourth down play, went for the field goal and got it. Grayson Banker puts it through the uprights, and the Hornets go up by a point, 21-20. River Valley had about 11 seconds left on the kickoff, and they were able to get a return, and then a running play by the quarterback, Lucas Klein, got to the Richland Center 45-yard line when the Hornets made the tackle. That ended the ball game, and the Hornets enjoy homecoming with a 1-point win here tonight, 21-12, Richland Center over River Valley. We'll be back with the final word on tonight's Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show in a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. If you're a woman over 40, it's a good idea to talk to your provider about your risks. Breast cancer is the second most common type of cancer in women. In fact, 1 in 8 women will develop this cancer sometime during their life. But early detection saves lives. So talk to your provider about scheduling a mammogram. The Richland Hospital and Clinics. Caring, educating, healing.
Be ready for homecoming festivities with a stunning corsage and stylish boutonniere from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. Hi, this is Julie from Robin's Nest. We'll have you and your date looking extra special with a custom corsage and boutonniere that will provide the perfect accent to your look. Stop by Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers today at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are our inspiration to create lasting memories. Call 383-1616.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Hello everyone, Kenny the Wannabe Baker here from Christie Sunnyside Bakery and Deli. Shop local is the theme at Christie Sunnyside. Not only do we sell local products, but we use those products in the foods we make and bake for you. So if you like local, check us out on Facebook or give us a call at 649-2253. We are open Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thanks again from Christie Sunnyside, where every day is sunny.
Now look for a final time tonight at the Filney Flip Phone scoreboard. Some scores tonight that are finals. Let's see here. River Ridge 55-16 over Iowa Grant. Ithaca 35-7 winning against Royal tonight. It was Ripon with a win over Mauston 26-6 the final score. Bangor 28, Cashton 21. Good ball game in the Scenic Bluffs tonight. Hillsboro 39-0 over Brookwood. Lancaster shuts out Dodgeville 42-0. Potosi-Cassville 35, Waseca Steuben 6. Prairie du Chien 50, Broadhead Judah 15. And Berlin over Wisconsin Dells 42-6. Cuba City 49-18 over Fenimore. I don't know if we had that one before. I don't believe so. So those are some of the scores from earlier. We did have a score that Riverdale was leading Boscobel 19-6. I don't know that we have a final on that yet. So that's what we have tonight. And here at Avitus Rip Field, the Hornets with a field goal by Grayson Banker, giving them the lead with less than 10 seconds left in this one. And they win it by a score of 21-20. Our flip phone sponsored by Y-Connect Mobile, nationwide local mobile phone plans with local service and support from Y-Connect Wireless. Tonight's game engineered by Tim Feed. This is Phil Nee saying thanks to everybody. It's been a wonderful day here at Richland Center and homecoming festivities. And hats off to both sides. This was a memorable game. And I know it stings for River Valley, but certainly they had moments tonight as well. Both teams put it all out there on the field, and hats off for just a dynamite night of entertainment. Hornets win it 21-20 over River Valley in Southwest Wisconsin Conference action. We'll be back with more on week number 8 of high school football next week right here on the radio. Good night, everyone. Have a great weekend. You've been listening to High School Football from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Thanks for listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. WRCO Radio has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Dancing to the rhythm of your heart. crowd that you're gonna notice. Make you feel like you're floating like a cloud in the sky. The one that gets you thinking that you might have just found you forever, like it couldn't get better. Got the stars in a line. Every word he says is a melody. Kiss so sweet, you'll think he's
Savannah Jade with He's the One. And before that, we had Carrie Underwood singing about Heartbeat on Country and Community. Our time is 9:38, temperature 45 degrees in Richland Center. And thank you to everyone that listened to the Richland Center River Valley football game. That was Richland Center's homecoming. Thank you for listening to that. Man, what an exciting game if you missed it. Man, Richland Center scores a game-winning field goal with only a few seconds left in the game and came away victorious by a score of 21-20. And hats off to Mr. Phil Nee having to work without a scoreboard, and everybody out there at the Richland Center High School that depends on that scoreboard, and even the fans and stuff. And, you know, unfortunately didn't have the scoreboard working, but hey, come away with a victory. Richland Center had a great homecoming win, so excited for those kids and happy for them on that excitement. And I want to pass along a few other finals. We don't have the Riverdale Boscobel game final yet. Last heard it was Riverdale leading Boscobel 19-6, but definitely if I get that final before football Friday night tonight, I'll pass that along. Otherwise, I'll give it when I run down the scores at 11 o'clock. Otherwise, a few other finals that happened include Ithaca defeating Royal 35-7. It was Lancaster over Dodgeville 42-0, and Hillsboro beating Brookwood 39-0. It was Bangor over Cashin 28-21, River Ridge 55, Iowa Grant 16, Aquinas 45, Westby nothing, and Potosi Cassville 35 over Wauzeka Steuben 6. was the final for Waseca Steuben. And also Prairie du Chien beat Broadhead Judah by a score of 50-15. As said, I'll have a rundown of all the local scores coming up after football Friday night, and I will give you that Riverdale score if it does come in before then. Coming up next, we have Rascal Flatts from 2008 with Here.
There's a place I've been looking for that took me in and out of buildings behind windows, walls, and doors. And I thought I found it a couple times, even settled down. And I'd hang around just long enough to find my way back out. Was you right here in front of me? And I wouldn't change a thing. I'd walk right back through the rain, back to every broken heart on the day that it was breaking. And I'd relive all the years and be thankful for the tears I cried with every stumbling step that led to you and got me. Let my heart go through to get me where it got me in this moment here with you. And it passed me by, God knows how many times. I was so caught up in holding what I never thought I'd find. I know now there's a million roads I had to take.
Time. till 3. And to my surprise, she wasn't mad at me. I thought she'd finally realize not to worry, I'd be home. And then I realized this morning she was gone. Oh, I should have done this and I should have done that. I should have been that and she'd have never left. I should have been hanging on every word she ever had to say. But it's a little too late, she's a little too gone. She's a little too right, I'm a little too wrong. Now would be a good time to change, but it's a little too late. But it's a little too late, she's a little too gone. She's a little too right, I'm a little too wrong. Now would be a good time to change, but it's a little too late. Right now would be the time to change, but it's a little too late.
That was Mark Chestnut with A Little, It's a Little Too Late on Country and Community. Not A Little Too Late on Country and Community. That's the title of the song. It's a Little Too Late. And exciting party time in Richland Center. It's a celebration time. Richland Center wins their homecoming game 21-20 with an exciting field goal in the final few seconds left in that game. And then, of course, Ithaca, as I mentioned earlier, won this evening as well. They're 35-7 over Royal. So now they're 7-0 on the season. So Ithaca looking good this season. And as promised, I told you if I got a final for that Riverdale score, I would pass it along. Just checked out with sports. And Riverdale beat Boscobel by a score of 26-6 this evening. So congratulations to all the local teams on doing a great job tonight. And I'll have a rundown of all the scores coming after Football Friday night at 11 o'clock this evening.
Shop Macy's VIP sale going on now. Use your coupon or Macy's card and take an extra 30% off the latest fall trends from designers that rarely go on sale. And save 15% off skincare, makeup, fragrances, and more. Plus, shop fall specials for even more great deals on top brands at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Looking to buy, sell, trade, or browse? Come to the Richland Center Gun Show October 4th and 5th at the Richland Center Community Center. They pay cash for guns and related items. Don't miss out on the best deals. Hosted by Gun Buyer Gun Shows, this event is everything for firearm enthusiasts. Remember, all federal and local firearm laws must be followed. Mark your calendar for this weekend, October 4th and 5th, and head to the Richland Center Gun Show. Don't miss it. It's at the Richland Center Community Center this weekend.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
It is time to celebrate 120 years at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Join them this weekend for Customer Appreciation Days. Savor the season with delicious apples, fresh cranberry cider, caramel apples, grapes, pumpkin squash, and much more. And don't forget the fresh bakery treats, apple cider donuts, turnovers, and much more. The team at Oakwood Fruit Farm wants to say a big thank you to all of their loyal customers. Come visit them this weekend. Open 7 days a week, 9 to 5, just south of Ithaca. Follow the signs and join the celebration at Oakwood Fruit Farm.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Fall in love with shopping local at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. This season, embrace the cozy and shop where it matters most, right here in your community. From bedroom sets to lift chairs, we have everything you need to transform your home for the fall. Plus, you're supporting a local business when you choose us. Come in today and experience personalized service, unbeatable value, and that perfect piece you've been searching for. 172 South Church Street, downtown Richland Center. Or call 475-6090. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plame. The squirrels and other critters are getting ready for the upcoming winter. Are you? Remember last winter? How could you forget? Aiders can help you with fall fixing, from weatherization and sealing up all those drafty windows and doors, to keeping all those creepy crawlies like box elder bugs and lady beetles out of your home. And clearly the mice think winter is coming. They are plentiful and busier than ever, looking for a nice warm place to spend the winter. Now speaking of mice, there's lots of options for mouse bait, but the next time you buy some, take a minute to read the back of the box. You might be surprised. Don't worry, Aiders still stocks the good bait. Got projects? Get hardware headed this fall. With a little help from Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
If that sound makes you want to run to your basement in fear because you fear a flood, then you need Tri-State Basement Repair.
I'm Brent Montry, owner of Tri-State Basement Repair. I started with a goal of helping people in southern Wisconsin solve their basement flooding issues in a friendly, comfortable way. So if thunder makes you fear your basement, call Tri-State Basement Repair today. Get to the root cause of your flooding basement. 877-4-WET-FIX. Online at TriStateBasementRepair.com. Tri-State Basement Repair. Our family helping your family.
100.9 WRCO. Will this heart of mine, it's been hardened like a stone. It might take some time to get back what is gone, but I'm moving on. You don't hold my dreams like you did before. Oh, and I will curse your name. Hey! Well, I heard the news that you were back in town, just passing through to claim you're lost and found. But I'm over you, and there ain't nothing there you can say or do to take what you did back. You got nerve to waltz right in and think what's mine is yours again. 'Cause I've been doing fine.
You can spend your whole life building something from nothing. One storm can come and blow it all away. Build it anyway. You can chase a dream that seems so out of reach, and you know it might not ever come your way. Dream. Tomorrow will be better than today. Believe it anyway. You can love someone with all your heart for all the right reasons, and in a moment they can choose to walk away. Love them anyway. That tomorrow they'll forget you ever sang. Sing it anyway. Yeah, sing it anyway. Yeah, yeah. I sing, I dream, I love.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer, but that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC and equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Football Friday Night on WRCO is sponsored by Richland County Bank, Walsh's Ace Hardware, Muscadet Mini Mart, Arneson Service and Repair, Meister.